Broken Bulbs is a proud member of the CreateVine and is produced by Mecco Radio.
My relationship ended, I quit my job, and I got on an airplane with a one-way ticket to Colombia. So that was a broken bulb. Very much for me was this idea of thinking that I had it kind of sorted and just recognizing that something didn't quite feel like it was clicking for me.
Alex Williams here to welcome you back to Broken Bulbs, the show for entrepreneurs, creators, and builders who need to keep it real. Today I'm joined by Will Conway. Will is an incredibly talented guy who had it all. He's worked on tons of political campaigns, built websites, helped tell the stories of others, worked in corporate America, hosts an incredible podcast, Baggage Claim, which I cannot recommend enough. And he's also traveled the world. That last bit, traveling the world, it came about when Will gave it all up. That's coming up after the break.
Dad on Money is the financial podcast for regular people. I'm Stephen Williams, and I host Dad on Money with a rotating cast of my kids.
I'm Jerrica. I am a college graduate, a young stay-at-home mom, and a planner.
I'm Alex. I'm an entrepreneur, I guess, and the one who's roped everyone in the family into podcasting.
I'm Melandra, and I just started my career as an educational assistant, and I'm a little bit of a workaholic.
And I'm Bryce. I'm a student in the middle of a lot of career exploration.
Dad on Money focuses on the simple habits and actions you can take to live a financially sustainable life and take care of that which matters most to you. Listen to Dad on Money wherever you get your podcasts.
Will Conway, ready to talk about one of your broken bulbs?
Let's do it.
Awesome. So let's talk about you having it all, having the life set up for you in New York City, and then you gave it all up. I mean, what the heck happened? What was going on here?
Yeah. So I don't know. I think there's this odd experience that happens for folks in their late 20s, which is you're far enough away from the path that's set for you, right? You're far enough away from education and the first job and all those things that you're supposed to do. And then all of a sudden you just kind of look up one day, you start to hear the clock ticking for the first time, and you recognize either that you're on the path that you set out to be on, or maybe that path wasn't what it was supposed to be. So my experience was I got to about 28 years old. I was engaged to be married to somebody I was in a wonderful relationship with, and I had a great job in a field that I really liked. And I just kind of looked in the rearview mirror and realized that almost every decision that I had made up until that point was fear-based. I had ended up in a position where I was really building out my life based on this, like, this idea of the 10-year reunion. Like, what are my peers going to think of where I am and what I've chosen to do with my life? And I wasn't happy. I wasn't satisfied. And I wasn't content with what I was ultimately trying to achieve. I had lost focus and control of what my true north was supposed to be. And so I did what is probably the most ridiculous and radical thing you can do in that situation, which is my relationship ended, I quit my job, and I got on an airplane with a one-way ticket to Colombia. I don't think I knew it then. I absolutely didn't know it then. But I realized in hindsight sort of what had happened was I had spent my life focusing on helping other people tell their stories. So this goes back years and years, but my younger brother is incredibly creative. He's an artist, he's a musician. And I was always the guy like helping build this website and sort of like, okay, you have this talent. Let's like show this to the world, right? Like, let's get this in front of people. There's a coffee shop down the street, like go play at their open mic when he was like 12 years old, like those types of things I was very much doing. And I carried that into my professional life. My career was in politics. I worked for campaigns and candidates. and was very much just helping other people tell their story. And then I went and worked at this software company called Nation Builder, which sort of, it's in politics. It helps organizations and nonprofits and campaigns and movements sort of build their infrastructure. My website is actually on Nation Builder. But what I really, I was doing it again. I was helping other people tell their stories, a very mission-driven company, and we were helping folks actually tell their stories. So kind of double whammy on that one. And I realized that I wasn't being true to myself. I was sort of ducking and hiding under the cover of other people who were being authentic and vulnerable and real on a stage. And I was taking that vulnerability and marketing it, which almost, I woke up one day and realized that it felt disgusting. It felt pretty gross. And so, yeah, I think ultimately what I learned was I was trying to put myself in a position to be successful, and then realized that I wasn't actually being true to myself and had actually lost focus of what being true to myself was supposed to mean in the first place.
Yeah, that's really interesting because, like you said, you had this life. You had it all, right? You had so many things that so many people would kill for. And so I'm curious, as you went on this journey and came to this realization that you were maybe neglecting yourself out of hopping onto other people's visions and missions, what was the final moment for you where you woke up and you said, I'm going to buy that one-way ticket to Colombia and I'm going to leave this behind?
Yeah, I would like to say I had this big profound realization before I went on the trip. I think everything I just outlined was totally subconscious. And I remember the moment realizing that there felt like there was supposed to be more. And I was, it's a little embarrassing. I was early in my time at Nation Builder, I was primarily selling campaigns and candidates. So I'd be sitting down with like a woman who's unhappy with her kid's education. So she was running for school board, right? So something like that. And Nation Builder got more successful, and within Nation Builder, I was doing better. And I remember leaving a meeting at the corporate offices with the CFO of a huge multinational, I'm not going to name them out of respect to the organization, but a big like Fortune 10 oil and gas company. And I remember being like, how did I get here? Like, this is disgusting. I hate this. And so in that moment, I realized that I just was not on the right path. And then I also had this realization of, I have a very good friend of mine who's a little bit older, who when he was 24 years old, was laid off from his job because his company was acquired by another company. So he had this very odd and in hindsight, very good fortune to have been handed a check from the buyout and walked out the door along with almost everybody else who worked at the company. It happened when he was 24 years old. So he got on an airplane, did the same thing. He did it about 10, 15 years before I did. So he was very much a mentor for me. And I remember at one point saying to a bunch of friends, I'm thinking about doing this thing, expecting the feedback to be like, you should absolutely not do that. That's a terrible idea. And they're all like, go for it, man. That's amazing. And I was like, oh, this is not a bad idea. And so that I had that moment as well.
Interesting. I love that when you have one of those affirming moments where you've been thinking about something and then you say it out loud and you're thinking, this is crazy. But then the people who care about you are like, no way, man. Like, you got to do what you got to do. And so last question before we wrap up here, I'm wondering, what advice do you have for young professionals, entrepreneurs, creatives, people who might have a little bit of that same need to tell their story and share their story? What advice would you give them based on this experience you had?
Yeah, absolutely. So my sensation is that there are basically three ways to live your life. One of them is to do somebody else's thing. And look, we need lots of these people. It's good that lots of these people exist. And if that's your thing, that's totally fine. But know which life you're leading. And if you're glomming on somebody else's thing and think you're being authentic to yourself, you have to sort of comprehend and understand what's going on there. Maybe it might be true that that is the best path for you, but be aware of that. The second sort of life to lead is to do completely your own thing, is to sort of wake up one day and realize that I want to build this thing. I want to run this idea. I want to jump onto the inside of my own brain and share that with the world. And that's beautiful. All our best people in the world do that. Steve Jobs is the world, and the Elon Musk, and the insert your person here. Also, the worst people in the world are those types of people. So be aware of what type of person you are and recognize that. And as long as you're staying away from the third category, you're fine. The third category is do nothing, right? So this idea of playing video games for 12 hours a day because you're just a little scared to take yourself out to the world, get out there, screw up a bunch, make a bunch of mistakes, and you should be all right.
Of course, the way that we finish every single episode of the show is plugging your bulb, the one thing that is working for you now. What is it that's working for you? What is it you're working on, and where can people find you?
Yeah, I haven't stepped on this bulb quite yet, so we're still in business for now. Yeah, so everything I just outlined, I've sort of transformed into a storytelling experience. I've built out a podcast called Baggage Claim, which is the tagline there is travel stories no one tells. It's these highly immersive storytelling experiences from my trip. Each individual episode kind of stands on its own by design, but I hope you get a lot of value out of listening to all of them, because it sort of adds up to this larger story of somebody going from sort of failing to figure out what their authenticity is into various tumultuous and difficult situations, and then ultimately getting there through a cadence of every Tuesday, these whimsical little 10 to 20 minute stories. But Baggage Claim ultimately is supposed to be a lot bigger than the podcast, and I'm starting to roll out some community-oriented features and get people, trying to build out a community of people who see travel as an avenue to build relationships and connections with people, because that's the value I got out of it. So if folks are interested, the podcast, of course, but also trying to build that out much more as a community.
I love that. The show is awesome. I don't think I've listened to every episode, but I have been listening since I found it. It is well edited. I can highly recommend it. I'm going to have links for that and everything else that you do down in the show notes. But with that, I just want to say thanks for joining me, Will.
Yeah, thanks so much, Alex. I appreciate it.
And thank you for listening. This lesson of living your life is huge. How often do we get sucked down the rabbit hole of watching others do awesome stuff on Instagram or on YouTube? Let's get up and do it for ourselves. I especially like those three options Will gave us for how we can live our lives. We can do somebody else's thing, we can do our thing, or we can do nothing. Whatever we choose, let's avoid the third one. Special thank you to Will Conway for joining me and being willing to talk about his broken bulbs. Be sure to follow his work, which I've linked down in the show notes. I can't recommend his podcast, Baggage Claim, enough. You seriously need to check it out. You can also leave us a review using the first link in the show notes. Broken Bulbs is produced by Mecco Radio, and we are, of course, a proud member of the Create Vine. I, Alex Williams, was your host. The podcast artwork was by Bethany Gustafson, and the music in this episode was by Brian Claxton and Wesley Thomas. Oh, and thanks again for listening. Mecco.